Coming up next, we've got student phenology. Funding is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund.
Our first report this week comes from Michelle Martin's fourth and fifth grade classes at Prairie Creek Community School in Northfield. Sylvia, Blake, and Vigo are our reporters.
This is Blake.
And this is Sylvia.
And this is Vigo.
And we're from way down south in Northfield, Minnesota.
We'll start with a mystery. Ruby found a bunch of fish bones in a stump by the river. We wonder what might have happened.
Molly found eggs in a barn swallowed nest.
Michelle found a catbird nesting.
The birds have all been busy. Ravi said that it is like a blast of sound in the morning.
There's a lot of robins.
And woodpeckers are drumming on the metal of a telephone pole by Ravi.
Ruby saw our first hummingbird on Sunday, and we saw our first confirmed monarch butterfly on Thursday.
There's a lot of bees, too.
There have been deer, raccoons, and a groundhog.
At recess, we have a herbal cafe full of forage goodies, like
wood, soil, spurs, tips, dandelions, plantains,
honeysuckle, and gooseberry flowers. The crab apple and lilac trees are flowering too.
It's beautiful.
This has been Prairie Creek Community School.
One more step along the phenology journey.
Nice job, gang. Really appreciate the report. I was down in the cities this last weekend, and boy, the lilacs were in bloom everywhere. And just a little heads up, the first lilac flower on my bush bloomed yesterday. So we are a little behind, but we are catching up very quickly. The fish bones in a stump, that one's a puzzler, you know. Lots of things eat fish. Could have been an otter, could have been a raccoon. I just don't understand why the bones would have been there, because both those animals just sort of eat the fish head to tail and eat it all. So I guess that will remain a mystery. Maybe we need to put a camera up there and see who frequents the stump. Yeah, well, those kids are certainly out and looking at stuff, and that's always a lot of fun to see what they're seeing. Our next report comes from Nate Masakovich's fifth grade class at Baxter Elementary School. Penny, Belle, and Anthony are our reporters.
From Mr. Masakovich's class at Baxter Elementary School.
This is the phenology report of the week, May 15th through the 21st.
My name is Belle.
My name is Penny.
My name is Anthony.
We are your phenologists for this week. It has been mostly cloudy and warm this week. Smoke from Alberta has made the sun very red in mornings. Oak pollen has been everywhere. Bleeding hearts have bloomed, plus flowering apple trees, and lilacs and honeysuckles have bloomed too.
We saw a fawn on the 21st, and Kimley saw our first monarch on May 15th.
And we saw an eastward tiger swallow-tailed butterfly.
We saw a red-bellied woodpecker on May 18th. I saw a cylinder waxwing on May 18th.
I had a black-capped chickadee in my house, and it bit me.
And I saw a clay-colored sparrow on the 20th. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week, and be observant.
And thank you, gang. Boy, there was a couple of really exciting ones there. You know, the kids down in Northfield mentioned monarchs, and the kids in Brainerd saw monarchs on the 15th, and the Canada tiger swallowtail butterflies as well. Those are both early. I would not have expected, I do not usually expect to see those until the end of the month. So perhaps there's something going on that's making these butterflies come out pretty early. It's been very warm, and we have caught up from being well behind during the early spring. The other note that I found really exciting there was a first fawn. And that is, you know, kind of the first ones you're likely to see. It's sort of that's kind of the season just starting right now. Our next report comes from Lauren and Levi from Cold Spring Elementary school's visit to the Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hello, this is Lauren.
And I'm Levi from Cold Spring Elementary. During our trip to Long Lake Conservation Center on May 19th, we experienced great bursting of new life. Jamison found a newly hatched painted turtle on its way to the lake. We hope it makes it. On the lake, Long Lake's pair of loons were busy fishing and spotted by many canoers. One person even saw a loon catch and eat what looked like a small perch. Because both loons were spotted together, we think they are not on their nest yet. That should happen soon.
At the lake, a few dragonflies have hatched and were seen chasing insects, including mosquitoes. We didn't get to look at the dragonflies, but we suspect they were common green darters. It was a good trip for watching birds. Rose-breasted grosbeaks, Baltimore orioles, and bluebirds were seen on the feeders, and Nashville warblers and pine warblers were heard but not seen. We also saw lots of blue jays, robins, nuthatchers, woodpeckers, chickadees, and eastern pints. Our group spotted a few robin eggs, blue eggs shelled on the ground, but didn't see any hatching.
We saw frogs, toads, a centipede, lots of spiders and ticks, and slugs under trees. Naturalist Jake said he spotted Dill Prickles, the porcupine on campus last night, but we didn't see him during our trip in the woods. In the woods, Trillium is just starting to bloom, as are common blue violets. It's the season of new life with the world in full bloom. We just want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside, and live connected.
Indeed. What good advice. This is absolutely the time. And they were talking about the advent of so much new life out there. You want to definitely get out and enjoy it. Painted turtles, those, of course, are last year's turtles just coming out of their nests and getting active. The fact that there were two loons on the lake, I agree, they're probably not on nest yet. On my lake, there's only a single loon that I'm seeing regularly, so I suspect that the female is probably brooding. Dragonflies, I'm noticing a lot of emeralds, American emeralds right now, and another little dragonfly called the Hudsonian whiteface. And so there are some other dragonflies besides the darners. Some are coming out and flying around right now. Lots of the Hudsonian whiteface. pardon me, rose-breasted. Grosbeaks, orioles, and bluebirds, lots of, and Nashville and pine warblers heard. And my trip to the cities down through that same area, down past Palisade, lots of trilliums blooming in the woods right now. Our next report comes from Dominic and Lila, and they are from Darcy Rolfe and Lee Jackson's classes at North Shore Community School in Duluth.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of May 13th, 2023.
Our names are
Lila
and Dominic.
And we're your phonologists for this week.
On Monday, May 15th, Logan had noticed that it was 80 degrees out, and Lila saw that it was 82 degrees later in the day.
It's getting to be like summer outside!
About 86% of the trees have small green leaves now. Many of the marsh marigolds are blooming in the ditches and the ponds, so keep an eye out. Miss Jackson's tulips in her garden have bloomed this week. She also spotted many plants and flowers on the Superior Hiking Trail in Knife River on Tuesday, May 16th. This included bracken fern, false lily of the valley, fiddleheads, wild sarsaparillas, honeysuckles, horsetails, and violets.
On Saturday, May 13th, Liam and Evan were walking outside and Liam spotted owl pellets. This was the first time Liam had ever seen owl pellets at his house. On Tuesday the 16th, Liam saw two big ravens eating watermelon rinds from his compost. Then, Emmett saw a duck sitting on his front yard on May 14th. It was one of the first ducks he'd spotted this year. There have been many sightings of ruby-throated hummingbirds around the Northland this week. If you haven't already gotten your hummingbird feeders washed out, filled, and outside, this weekend would be a great time to get them ready. They have traveled far from their wintering range of South Texas and Costa Rica, so they're probably really hungry.
Recently, Zaid has noticed more deer coming out along the highway and in his neighborhood to hunt for new buds that have grown.
Miss Rolf spied several water invertebrates walking on the water in her small pond this past weekend. On Tuesday, May 16th, Zane had noticed that in Schmidt Creek on our school nature trail, water striders were out and about skimming along the stream.
Lila and Dominic went to check on the frog eggs they saw the week before and didn't see any frog eggs, but eventually they saw a few tadpoles swimming around.
The average surface water temperature of Lake Superior currently is in the 50 to 60 degree range. On Tuesday, Miss Jackson's class found that the water in our creek was not running very fast by the bridge, and it took up to 2 minutes for a ball to travel 5 meters during the stream study class.
This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Nice report. I love the fact that they were watching stream flow and doing it in a simple way. Just put a ball in the water and see how long it takes it to go 5 meters. That's pretty cool. Great report. Yeah, the 50 to 60 degree temperatures in Lake Superior. Heck, if Lake Superior is that warm, Kagama's got to be really warm, Heidi. I think you should get out and swim. Tadpoles, water striders, ruby-throated hummingbirds. Good advice there. Get your feeders out if you haven't got them out already. Those birds are hungry and they need a good meal. So be sure to get them nice and clean and then change the water often. If they're not drinking it down every day, dump it out after a couple of days and start over fresh. Owl pellets, bracken ferns, sarsaparilla, tulips, and cowslips. Lots of great observations in the Duluth area. Our next report comes from Colin Cody's entire class at West Rapids Elementary School in Grand Rapids.
Hello.
Hello. This is our technology report from Mr. Cody's fourth grade classroom at West Elementary School.
Wow.
Wow. What a day for phenology. Finally,
our beautiful sun-filled walk.
We found several trees fully leafed out. Those trees were the red maple, paper birch, sugar maple, butternut, basswood, and red elderberry. The several alder was about 90%. We saw this year's first cowslips, yellow violets, and sand violets. We caught a green frog and saw
Cody's class.
Hey, thank you, class. Those fourth graders are pretty excited. They've been with me for a whole year, and they have had a great opportunity to learn so that they can see a lot of new things happening. Bud break, leaf out on a lot of the trees that we've been studying, the red maple, the birch, the butternut, the basswood, speckled alders. So there's a bunch of trees that they have been looking at throughout the year. Since last fall, they've been watching these trees and seeing how they mature and then how they break bud in the spring. Our last report this morning comes from Dylan and Isabel from Angie Nistler's Science Nature Adventure Program at Bemidji Middle School.
Hello, this is Dylan.
And this is Isabel recording. Today, sadly, this is my last snap report because I'm heading to the high school, but hopefully I might have some time to come back and help this year. I've had an amazing past 2 years in the SNAP Science Teacher Adventure Program here with Angie Nissler and all the other kids who signed up.
This Saturday was amazing because we got to go on a 12-hour trip to the Chippewa National Forest. The first thing that we did is got to go see the Black Duck Fire Tower and climb up to the tippy top of it that was above the canopy.
After that, we went to a small nature camp that was built during World War II. We got a small tour of that. All of it was restored, but it still had its natural history to it. It was very gorgeous, and after that we went on a giant bog walk, and we've seen all tons of beautiful nature scenery and
animals,
and heard tons of animals. Pretty sure I seen a couple of deer on the way there.
And then after that, we got to go to a lake that we nicknamed Pelican Island because it had over 50 pelicans. And we got to go fishing there. Some of the kids here in SNAP, we got to see a person who would catch suckerfish with his bare hands and also saw turtles. This area was amazing and we're so happy to go on there.
The sad thing is we weren't able to catch any fish at all, but it was still really good to see them swim around and see what they do, especially the pelicans. We've seen catch multiple fish. The suckerfish like to hang around like where the pelicans were perching on.
And one of them we saw had a fish in its beak that looked like it couldn't swallow. It was like stretching down really, really far down. So yeah, this is the last snap report of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you next fall.
Snap to it! Get into the wild and be observant!
Yeah, indeed. Snap to it. Good report. Lots of interesting things. Get to climb a fire tower. That's an experience that every child should have. A bog walk, you can't go wrong in a bog. There just is no bad time in a bog. Pelicans, wonderful opportunity to watch pelicans. And I talked to a man who researched pelicans out of the University of or Bemidji State University, and he told me of pelicans swallowing fish up to 2 pounds. So they really can go for it. All right, that's our student phenologies for this week. And this may be the last report for some of those classes. We will see.